Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I didn't get to watch it on TV, and I'm just watching a clip now that you just retweeted. And one of the guys, not Dom Mysterio, the other dude that was there, was going face-to-face with Scataboo and goes, "You guys going to play defense for the first time this season?"
Oh, yes! I read that. And something about championships was said, like, you guys even, something like, you guys know how many, can you even count, or it's been so long?
Yeah, they were weighing it on the Giants. Let's see if we can hear this. That's where we shoved them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got into a little bit. You guys going to play defense? And they did say something about the wins. Hard to really hear there. You retweeted that video, so yep. I'm sure people have seen it. And then, to be fair, after watching it a 15th time here, Cam does the heavy lifting with the push himself.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get pushed, really. There was more of a scrum, and I think it was kind of a working push, if you could, you know what I'm saying? Like they were.
Well, of course, you know. But it
wasn't like he got pushed back. Now, he was getting tossed a little bit around in the scrum to where things could happen.
At that moment, was Cam Scataboo completely in control of his body? My answer is no, and I watched it again.
No.
Exactly.
No.
All it takes is somebody step on your foot. I mean, I know that this sounds like a reach for some.
Yeah, what's happening to you, BT? You've become such a softy now.
Oh, man.
I can't even partake at a wrestling event, for goodness sake.
I'm all for it, man. Come on. You know, I love wrestling, dude. I just want to see this young man resume his career, and I don't want any setbacks here. Because, you know, all kidding aside for a moment, if there is a setback to Cam Scataboo, he's got problems next year. Like, when you look at the timeline for his recovery and the prognosis, right? It's pretty favorable, provided there's no setbacks. Like, it's kind of cutting it a little close here. It's not like Cam Scataboo is going to be doing, you know, squats or sprints in a month or so. He's going to, the clock's ticking to get back for week one. It was dumb. Well, that's
also,
all I'm saying.
Also, the one thing that I would say about Scataboo, and who doesn't love him? He's become, a cult hero, whatever, phenomenon, without even really doing much. He hasn't done much, right? I know we've seen him for how many games? Yeah, he burst onto the scene, but we love his toughness and all that stuff. There's a reason why I believe that he dropped to where he did in the draft. And it's not an inability to stay healthy, but he plays a brand of football that is just, it's dangerous. We love it as fans, but we talk about Jackson Dart being reckless. And I know one's a quarterback, one's a running back, but the idea that you could rely on Cam Scataboo to be physically healthy throughout a long career, I'm not so sure that that's the case when you play the game the way that he does, and there is no dialing him back because that's what makes him Cam Scadaboo.
Yeah, well, and listen, that's why, I don't know if this is a great comparison here, but that's why I didn't get too annoyed when Tommy DeVito and his agent were,
yeah.
you know, selling whether it was sauce or hitting pizzeria. Yeah. I mean, listen, you get one time to maximize this stage.
That was painfully corny. This was just different. You could be.
I know it was, but my point being, like, I never really thought DeVito was going to be any good, like a relevant, you know, 8 to 10 year NFL quarterback figure. So what I'm saying is, make the money while you can, and based on, you know, just the way Cam plays football, it's similar. It applies to him as well. And when you know, in terms of going out there and trying to maximize that exposure, and, you know, you're in the spotlight here. I get it. I'm trying to be balanced with this, but there's, to your point about how he plays, there's no rules to protect Cam Scadaboo. At least there's rules in place to protect Josh Allen, Jackson Dart, you know, Mahomes, you know, quarterbacks. When you're a running back, I mean, when was the last time you saw a flag thrown helmet to helmet on a linebacker to a running back? Never. Now, I got news for you. It happens every single play.
Yeah, the good news is most of the punishing in a Cam Scadaboo collision is coming from Cam Scadaboo, not from the opponent. But still, think about it this way when you go big picture from last night. WWE wakes up today and they're in heaven seeing all the stuff in New York sports talk about the Giants being there and the attention that they're getting outside of what they would normally get on social media. We led the show with it because it involved the Giants and Cam Scadaboo. So WWE eating that up. What do the Giants get out of it? More embarrassment. Who benefits from a Giants perspective? Not that it's going to do harm to the organization because they've already done as much harm as you possibly can, but who's benefiting? Abdul Carter, because you got to see front row John Cena and get involved to get his face on camera a little bit. Cam Scadaboo, same thing. How, outside of those guys individually, does this help the New York Giants football brand?
No, it makes it a lot worse. And even if it's unfair to an extent, what it does, it reinforces the belief that many of us have that the Giants have no internal leadership. You know, whether it's veteran players holding Abdul Carter accountable, whether it's the former head coach, who is obviously no longer here, not holding Abdul Carter accountable, like, it just seems like a very lawless, that's a little strong, but you know what I mean, like a lawless environment. Like, the Giants are just kind of drifting at sea, and they're bouncing from this wave to that wave to this wave. The engine's broken. They've got no oars. Like, they're just kind of bouncing around in the night with no real leadership. And that's a problem. And just to show you that I'm consistent with this, and it's not just about piling on the Giants because they've been trashed for years and they're 2-9 and everybody's going to get fired and they stink. If this was Cam Schlittler, if this was Ben Rice, I'd say the same exact thing. I would
if
say
they
the
were banged
same
up,
exact,
you're saying
100%.
Same situation. Yeah.
100%.
Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus, now streaming on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now, streaming only on Paramount Plus.
So hold on one sec. Yeah. Hoff's got a little question.
I understand the whole side about Scadaboo and Abdul Carter, specifically Scadaboo because he's hurt. But take away the injury aspect of it. Like, what about when, like, the Jets go to an Islanders game and you see them chugging beers and stuff like that on the, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go out of game and stuff like that. Isn't that somewhat the same idea too? Like they're being a little reckless.
No, as long as they're not driving, just get it. Those you got that Uber rented up.
They're probably getting intoxicated.
No, it's totally different. It's not the same. Come on. They're allowed to drink.
I'm just, but wait. No, you can't be into a push fight with a fake.
You know it's not the same.
But is
it close?
It could be.
No, it's not.
It was a little bit of a physical thing for a guy who's hurt. No, we wouldn't even be talking about it. If he were 100% healthy, he'd be, oh, did you see that? That was pretty cool, Cam Scadaboo there. Nobody would be making an issue about it. The other thing is the other guy he was there with, Abdul Carter, just got in trouble.
Yes.
Just reprimanded by the team. The two guys, Scadaboo could do whatever he wants, except get physical because of his injury. Yeah. And Abdul Carter probably should be at least for a week, maybe not.
Just hit the down low, man. Stop tweeting stuff and just show up and answer the questions like a big boy, which you will. Play better, get an actual full sack, and just kind of keep it moving and redirect the narrative here. Listen, I know there's only one Belichick, and it's so easy to reach for his name, but could you imagine if this happened with the Patriots a couple of years ago when they were still even when they were bad, actually, with like Mac Jones at the end of Belichick? Could you imagine that? To me, it's like a blatant disregard for authority. Any sort of any awareness for the big picture. It's just, and that to me is how the Giants building has been for far too long.
Were there any Jets there last night? We didn't even get word of that, right?
Yeah, they don't want the Jets to get down.
Why not? The Jets have a better record than the Giants, actually. The Jets are what, 2-8? Giants are 2-9.
The Giants are picking second right now on Tankathon. Jets are fifth. That are based on strength of schedule. They both stink. No, I did not see Justin Fields. He would have probably missed him if he shoved him.
John in Philadelphia is on the phone. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Regarding the Giants, the one thing they don't suck at is embarrassing their fan base. Living down here in Philadelphia area now, I can't even go to the bus stop and drop my 11-year-old daughter off without these 11-year-old Eagle fans just picking on me. So the Giants just do an unbelievable job of just embarrassing us. But, BT, you just mentioned it. The Giants, I think, bigger issue right now is internally they do not have a leader that is trying to put together a cohesive unit as a leader, as a team, which I think is spelling just a bigger disaster, which could very well lead to the departure of Joe Shane. So it'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, last night, not a good look. Just embarrassing through and through.
If I'm John Mara, and thank you for the call there, John. Appreciate you, buddy. If I am John Mara, this is the last straw. Everybody, get out. I mean, go in your office from Shane to whomever else is below him. Pack your bags and get out. I'm going with somebody who's done this before. Give me McCarthy. At this point, I would even take Nagy. And I was very quick to say no. Yeah. I just need a guy who's done this before. Everybody, leave my building. Your time has expired. Get out.
This would be your breaking point, though.
It's the last thing. It's the last sprinkle on top of the bleep Sunday.
If Abdul Carter were there with Scadaboo, with no physical altercation, I don't think we'd be making a big deal. We'd probably joke around, be like, is that the best look for Abdul Carter showing up with the championship belt, 2-9? You haven't had a sack all year long. You just got reprimanded. Whatever. That would be the talk, but it wouldn't be a huge deal. So I don't think the idea of Giants going out to a wrestling event is the problem here, which would then say, that wouldn't be the breaking point to me. I would have fired all these guys a long time ago because they stink on the field. I'm not letting this be the breaking point.
It's just like it's the last straw, you know. And by the way, they did go, and they were involved physically in the show. And we can sit here and say, well, if Aaron Judge didn't drop a pop-up in Game 5 against the Dodgers, maybe that would have been better. He dropped the pop-up. If Garrett Cole was covering first base or Rizzo did his job, maybe it's different. Well, you know, the alternate universe is interesting to think about, but you have to react to what actually transpired. One guy got lit up by everybody in the media yesterday, didn't bother him at all. I'm going out national TV. Yeah. And the other guy who's scooting around with one foot in the air because the other foot has been dangling with nine screws in it said, yeah, I'm going to push people and get pushed. That tells me they've got, now fear is the wrong word. You're not a 9-year-old kid. But that shows that you have no awareness, of authority, no respect for the greater good. And the more I get into this, I kind of wanted to keep it light. Yeah. And I still do. Again, I'm not trying to be crazy here. But as this goes deeper and deeper and deeper, the more I'm like, no, they were even more wrong than I initially thought. Where's the checkpoint? You're a pro athlete, not a high school athlete. You're a pro.
The more I think about it, the more I'm okay with it because Cam, he just misses physicality, right? The dude, it's like for us, like water, oxygen, he needs physicality to keep going. And then with Abdul Carter, he just, you can't blame him because he just wanted to get his hands on somebody. He hasn't touched an opponent all year long. So at least last night in a scripted venue, maybe we found his calling where he got to put his hands on somebody.
Maybe he could be Danny Davis. He could be a referee at some point. Hey, we all miss certain things that we used to have. You ever miss being single? Maybe. But you don't act on it, do you?
Well,
no, you know the answer to that is no. Let's not push it that far. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about this. There's all things
that we... Just kidding, for the record.
You know, but I mean, listen,
temptation's a real thing, but you know,
God almighty, the old bank is good enough.
Speaking of which, there was some good ammo for that last night as well during Raw.
Yeah, who wrestled?
Excuse me, I forget. Well, Hoff, who beat Becky Lynch?
Oh, Becky Lynch lost?
Maxine
won that match?
Yeah.
I was going back and forth. Knicks, football.
Maxine was wearing the green.
I know. She was in the corner. Maxine won that match?
She won the title. Yeah, I got to show you
Becky
some pictures
Lynch
that I got firsthand.
Like Hulk Hogan. I thought she was going to run forever.
Hold on. I got to show you this look because we had
pictures
of that. Yes. Look at this one. Hold on. Yeah. There you go. This Maxine, the new women's champion.
That's a sick picture, dude.
Isn't that great?
So she's right in front of you, huh?
Yeah.
Because
we were seated by the entrance.
You got to tweet this picture. You got to tweet. Everybody's got to see that. Tweet that. That's awesome.
And first of us said it to my wife. Hey, look what I was doing last night. Right? We saw a new women's champion be crowned. By the way, we'll have Natty Neidhart in studio coming up at 1:20. This is a pre-booked spot. She's got a book coming out. Wrestling royalty, obviously,
right
from
it,
the Hart family. So looking
the last
having,
Hart beating, I believe it's called. Yeah,
we'll get her thoughts on all this from last night. Obviously, go over her career. So we'll have some fun with that coming up at 1:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.